Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, President and Founder, Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Welcome to Facebook Live, the first Tuesday in the year of our Lord, January 2022. Welcome, everyone. There's a spot on my forehead there, a bright light. Let the light shine down here. All right. So welcome, everyone. It is my privilege and pleasure to be here on the first Tuesday of 2022. This is an anniversary of sorts. 20 years ago, I was doing this call at 7:30 Pacific on a live conference call. And I actually started this call on 1998. But the 20-year anniversary was 2002. I mean, what a year that was. It's the year of 9/11. A lot of very, very interesting year 20 years ago today. Welcome, everyone. I was 4 years into Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. Marquez Gardner, good to see you. Marquez, I was your coach once upon a time. So good to see you. Jennifer Spar, I feel you, Jennifer. Good to see you. Kate Grace, I feel you, Kate. Kate, I coached one of your future superstars today, and you know who that is. He is moving into crush mode. Kate Grace is an exceptional closer in the insurance industry. So welcome, everyone. Tracy Calvert, good to see you this afternoon. Kevin Clinton Paulson. Oh, Jennifer, feeling thankful and grateful today. Good to see you this afternoon, everyone. My condolences and my sincere gratitude for all of you moms on today's Facebook Live today. I feel what you're going through. Some of the states that you ladies live in the, just the, let's see, what is the word I even want to use? The circumstances you have to overcome. So if you're a mom, business owner, on today's call, we're going to dedicate this call to you because it has been a challenging year. And thank you for being here. I see John Law is on today's Facebook Live. Marquez, so good to see you. Send me messages sometime. Everyone say hello to Inga. Inga is one of my newest clients, and she is the mother of rock star producer Jerome Harmson. Jerome is an exceptional real estate professional in the Philadelphia area, and his mother, Inga, hired me. So Inga, thank you so much. Honored to be your coach and friend. Welcome, everyone. Scott Lucas, once again, thank you for providing that great content on Clubhouse Live on the 12 steps and 12 traditions. Scott delivered some great content. If you've never joined us on Clubhouse on Sunday evenings, we host a sobriety consciousness call that's available to anyone who has had challenges with addictions. That is at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Am I missing anyone that's on the Facebook Live? If I did not recognize you, raise your hand. Lori, I did see you. I saw a few of you here today. So it is my privilege and pleasure to be here with you. Real quickly, I do want to announce, if you've been a coaching client of mine for at least 1 year or close to a year, I do have an offering for you. And if you'd like to reach out and find out more about that, feel free to do that. I'm going to extend it one more week, and I'm going to end that on this Friday. It is a 22-hour package. And if you'd like to find out more about that, send me a message. And you have to have coached with me for at least 1 year, and it's for existing clients or former clients. And you can always hire me directly at any time, 7 days a week. Debbie Fair is on today's Facebook Live. Debbie was my client in 2003, and I coached her daughter, her daughter-in-law, and is my privilege, and Debbie herself on a few occasions. Sandra, good to see you this afternoon. I coached Sandra for a year. Sandra is also an insurance professional. Good to have you here. And Aaron Knight, so good to see you this afternoon. Aaron hosts a Sunday night meditation. Aaron, please post your meditation. And Kate Grace also is a Let Go group that I highly recommend. Kate, if you would be so kind to post your Let Go group, provided you're still hosting that with all the other duties you have, I'd be honored to do it. Let's move into the inspirational portion of today's Facebook Live. And it is an apropos topic for what is going on in the world. As you well know, there's a lot of adversity we are facing. A lot of people are sick with different viruses and situations, and there's a lot to contend with in the world today. There's a lot of people who are trying to make decisions for you. There's a lot of government intervention, what's going on. There's a lot of intervention going on in social media I mean, the algorithms have changed a lot. I mean, there's a lot to contend with in the world. Canada went into a hard lockdown in the last couple of days. I mean, there's a lot to contend with in the world. So that means that there's adversity, and adversity knocks on your door every single day. I'm in the midst of a real estate project, and there's a lot of adverse situations that I am facing as I am navigating the contractors and moving the moving parts of that project. And it is a daunting situation that does require time out of my day to stay on top of the project. And it does require dedicated time, but not breakdown time. It's breakthrough time. And I focus on the solution. I look at the problem, focus on the solution, and do my best to create an outcome. I have a new crew that I hired over the weekend after they did an assessment of the situation. I mean, that's adapting and adjusting while staying in a relaxed body, producing results from the comfort of my desk, AIC, ass in chair. Mike Green, good to see you. Cowboy up, I love the cowboy hat, Mike. So the adversity factor means that you factor there's going to be adversity. My client, Colleen Sable, wrote an absolutely outstanding post on a $2.5 million home that her and her husband built and the adversity that she has faced over a 3-year period. So John Loss is always now focusing on the solution. So a couple of situations that can really assist you. For years, I have been putting this affirmation into people's consciousness. Jennifer Sparr saw me do this in New Jersey a few times, but I would bring someone up in the front of the room, like Joe DiBianca, and I would say, Joe, what do you do when you get overwhelmed? And Joe's affirmation would be, Jeff, I don't get overwhelmed. So write that down on a post-it today, I don't get overwhelmed. Because if you get overwhelmed, then that's the trauma bond you hold on to. Those are the events that shape the feelings. And you have to be responsible today for throwing out the situations that's in your garage, that's in your basement, eliminating the clutter and the stuff. Yes, Jennifer, you remember seeing me do that. So Jennifer came to a lot of my events in New Jersey, and I would bring clients up to the front of the stage. I go, Matt Smith, what do you do when you get overwhelmed? And Matt would go, Jeff, I don't get overwhelmed. That's an affirmation. So you begin to edify that. But if you edify, I'm always overwhelmed, I'm always behind, I'm always late. This is just, if you continue to edify the anxiety, fear, and doubt, this is why it's so important that in your communication style and your sentence structure that you take out the guess, the kind, and I don't know. Because when you telegraph guess, kind, and I don't know, the energy you're transmuting from is anxiety, fear, and doubt. And if you own a business this year, or you're going to move to another state, or you're going to put the past behind you, you can't fight through adversity. That's not the objective, is you let go of adversity. So when adversity shows up in your door and it knocks, you don't let it in. Now, this happened to me, and this is a trip. I had the IRS actually pull up. So I have a window right there, and I saw a Mustang pull up, and I knew intuitively it was the IRS. And I knew that they were coming to my door, and I didn't let them in the door. So that was the truest sense of adversity knocking on my door. That was the CID, the Criminal Investigation Department of the Internal Revenue Service. My accountant had structured me into an offshore account that the IRS deemed an offshore Ponzi, and they made it illegal after 9/11 happened. It was like it wasn't even put into law. It was a very complex, complicated situation. I got trapped between in that window in that case, and that took 5 years to resolve, or it took 3 years to resolve that situation. I had to pay the IRS back $198,000. My legal bill was $50,000, and they wanted that $198,000 now. And I got audited another time while that was all going on, and it was a very, very challenging situation. And I still had 3 back-to-back 7-figure years while it was happening. I will tell you, it wasn't easy, but it was more than a learning experience, and I don't require those experiences any longer. And I learned a very, very valuable lesson in that time frame about letting go and not attracting controversy and not putting myself in a controversial situation. It was a very interesting time in history, and it's a situation that I've made amends to myself. But it was one of the most challenging times that I faced in my recovery and my sobriety. I mean, the 3-letter agencies are certainly not someone you want in the crosshairs of your Redfield scope. I mean, you just don't require that type of drama or the type of trauma. What you require is to be in a relaxed body producing results from the comfort of your home. And the more that you understand why you do what you do, then you're no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. So if you want to pack it in and you want to move to another state where you feel it'll be a better option for you or a better situation for you, another country, whatever it is you're looking for, then I mean, you want to really, you have to really next level that and really step up into, or if you want to move to the next state of consciousness, that's the next level of it. And the reason that so many people don't change, and I was just considering this the other day, I was just considering how many good people I coach and how many good people I encounter, how many exceptional people have crossed my path and how many people have this greatness within them, but they don't access it, is because the degree of letting go and changing appears to be much more difficult for society than it is. However, it's not that difficult it's not that difficult when you let go of analyzing, trying to figure it out, spending too much time in your head, and then telling yourself, I don't understand, I don't get this. You have to step out of being victimized, being the victim, being sensitive and defensive, living in your analytical egoic mind, and really step into these three factors. And this is a concurrent situation. First of all, the first step is you learn to be sober emotionally one day at a time. And that sobriety means no criticizing yourself, doing your best not to criticize others. Don't feel victimized, fucked over, taken advantage of. A multitude of situations that your body still reacts to from the trauma bonds that you hold on to. Address that. Go back to back days without being angry, without wanting to MF someone, without wanting to get in someone's grill, in the ring with them. Prove them wrong. All the situations that your ego wants to hold on to justify your existence. When you begin to let go and address those situations, that's step number one. Number two is recovery. It means you stay in a recovery state the rest of your life. It's a one day at a time process. I'm not talking about alcohol. I'm talking about recovery consciously from the emotions that you hold on to that you're addicted to. Specifically, it leads to being disappointed and frustrated. It sucks the soul out of you. It becomes a soul sucking experience. Also, be aware of the soul suckers in life. The spiritual vampires, the emotional vampires that put you in a position that you have to validate, justify, and explain yourself. You have to explain your existence to these people. One of those people called me on Christmas Eve and started giving me unsolicited advice. I mean, that conversation lasted 7 minutes. 7 minutes, and then I was out of that conversation. The minute that person put me in that position, the exit strategy was on. I exited the conversation, thanked him, wished him a happy Merry Christmas, and was so long. Adios. None read out and slim mount up. I cowboyed up and ponied out of that conversation because it was going nowhere except to put me back in a position where I was a child answering questions, being that little child feeling violated. When you learn to let go of these people, you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings. That's breathe, release, and let go. Now, if you live in Canada, Aaron just let me know that it is a challenge. Aaron, let him know what a challenge it is right there. That is my friend Aaron Knight. Canada went into a very hard lockdown for what's going on. So that means no matter where you live, it's going to be your responsibility to find your peace in the situation. So Jennifer just said, grateful the distance will be 1,400 miles away very soon. Thank you very much. Jennifer's packing it up and saying goodbye to the state she lives in and moving to a place that she has dreamed of. And once again, this, we can all do this, but it's also going to require the courage, the emotional fortitude to be able to address the adversity that life puts in front of you. So then the third situation, number one is sobriety, number two is recovery, and number three is consciousness. That means that daily you learn the skill of letting go, and you're practicing letting go while being productive, and you're doing this trifecta, number one, sobriety, recovery, and consciousness. So it's concurrent, means you're doing it all at the same time. It's not separate, it's all at the same time. It means you're productive, you live in the solution, you're creating results in a very relaxed body, you're letting go of guilt, resentment, apathy, and all the emotions that take you down the rabbit hole of anxiety, fear, and doubt. And as you become skilled at letting go, you're always letting go. Letting go is such a skill that when mastered, it goes everywhere with you. It goes on the horse with you, it goes on the trail ride with you, it goes on the walk in the neighborhood with your dog, it goes on the airplane. If your flight doesn't get canceled, if your flight gets canceled in today's world, you're definitely going to be wanting to let go. I mean, flights are being canceled by the thousands. I mean, I saw that Not in today's news, but in where I access my news, I saw that today. So lockdown is hard to escape that fence. That was Mike Green from Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, giving some good wisdom from a cowboy. Stage 2 lockdown in Ontario. No bars, restaurants, gym, movies, events, online schooling. 5 people max in a home. Wow, that is really 5 people max in a home. That's next leveling the lockdown. Thank you, Aaron, for sharing. So everyone give Aaron some love. Aaron lives in Toronto. He's our brother from the north. Thank you, Aaron. Aaron hosts every 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. Aaron, please post that. His meditation, 8 p.m. Sunday. It's a meditation with music, bells, cymbals, and it's a very relaxed state. Alan Noble, how are you? Alan Noble is on today's Facebook Live. Alan was my teammate when he was 19 years old, living on a couch back in 1997. Alan went on to be a 7-figure income earner in the network marketing and direct sales. He's right there, Alan Noble, 19 years old. He was in my network marketing direct sales organization. It just shows you amazing story. And he's on Facebook Live today. Alan said, gotta love Texas. Yes, Alan, I feel you, my brother. I feel you. So good to see you this afternoon. Brenda, good to see you. Sending peace and serenity to Aaron Knight. Mike says, crazy communism. We need you over here in Idaho. Bro, I think he's talking to you, Aaron. So I understand. But it very interesting times in the world today. And it's still... Alan said, you're still my number one mentor. Thank you, Alan. It's still your responsibility to be able to navigate the minefields that life has in front of you. Don't step on them. I mean, silent suffering is very overwhelmed. Silent suffering will get you nowhere. It brings out your inner victim when you're suffering. The objective is to be able to see adversity what it is, accept adversity what it is, and do your best to stand on the side of it. You don't have to take adversity head on. You don't have to be in the counterforce to someone else's force. So when you face adversity, you live in the solution of it. You don't embellish the problem. You don't get into a long dissertation about how challenging it is, how overwhelming it is, how difficult it is. You address it right there, right then, and you look for ways to overcome the situation. You live in the solution of it. But you don't let adversity overcome you. And you also don't want to let your ego get in the way of the result. Oftentimes what happens is the analytical egoic mind looks for the worst case scenario. In the worst case scenario, what's going to happen? In the worst case scenario, you don't allow yourself to get in the worst case scenario. You focus on the solution while living in the result. You create the outcome that's going to be the most favorable for you one day at a time. And you let God do the rest. There is no future when you're facing adversity. The adversity is right here, right now. So that's a legal situation, a court case, a situation that's doesn't look favorable, any multitude of situations that look like it's going to drag out and take time. You can't get way out in the future. What doesn't happen, you want to focus on being right here, right now, doing and being what you're capable of doing today, and then continuing to improve the reflexes. So the change factor and letting go becomes a reflex. So when you feel overwhelmed, when you feel angry, when you feel any emotion, you want to be able to recognize that feeling and catch yourself in it right there. Accept that you just relapsed. Accept that you feel angry. Accept that you feel pissed off. Accept that you feel overwhelmed. Then you take a long abdominal breath and you breathe and release that feeling, the trauma bond you're holding on to, because your body's reacting to stimulus that is from the past that shows up in the future. So that's what happens to the mechanism of fight or flight. So in that fight or flight response syndrome that you live in, you're in fight or flight without even knowing it. Many people actually live in fight or flight, and they're completely disconnected from their right brain, their limbic brain, and their abdominal gut, where their second brain is, connected through what's called the vagus nerve. John said, take a step back from the problem and start with a fresh perspective and new parameters. Thank you, John. Great content. That is my former client, John Law. I appreciate you, John, for contributing to today's Facebook Live. And the more you understand that, you focus on the solution, not the problem. It seems simple, but when you're overwhelmed, oftentimes we forget that. That's why you don't get overwhelmed. Overwhelmed is the emotion that will unequivocally lead you to procrastination. It will take you absolutely out of the hands-free zone. It will take you out of your flow. It will take you to anxiety, fear, and doubt. And as you are no longer the mind-body connection to the events that shape the feelings, you are letting go. And when you are letting go and you practice letting go, it becomes a skill so that you're always letting go. And in letting go, there is no yeah, but, there's no how do I. There's no, I don't understand it. Because in letting go, you do understand it. You are living letting go. And in that let go space, you don't waste days and weeks and months. You're not hoarding. You're not stuffing. You're not drinking. You're not using. You're a lot more productive because there's so much. Life is precious when there's less to lose. I mean, that was a Bonnie Raitt quote from one of her songs back in the late 80s. And the more you understand that, the Goo Goo Dolls said, scars are souvenirs you never lose. The past is never far. Well, the past is right behind you, and the future is right out there, and right here is the present. And the more you focus right here in a short present, like right in front of you, that, and see, inch by inch, it's a cinch. Yard by yard, it's hard. And the more you understand that the gravitational momentum that you seek to create, the undertow, comes from the action that you begin to take. And you begin to put back-to-back days together of sobriety, recovery, and consciousness in letting go. And the more you practice this, and the more you focus on who you can be and what you can accomplish today, not worry about, oh, by the end of the week, I won't be able to make my goal. Well, it's not the end of the week. You focus on today. You focus on this reflexes. Too many people focus on this big goal rather than the discipline. It's the discipline of the goal that will allow you to create the goal. And that's what you do to achieve the goal. Many people set the goal and they do goal setting, but they don't do any goal getting. They spend so much time in their head in chasing big deals and shiny objects that they don't focus on the simple discipline required. I mean, it's like putting a saddle on a horse. It's not riding the horse that's important. It's tying the cinch. Because if you can't tie the cinch, you can't ride the fucking horse. I mean, that becomes chemistry. I mean, that if you don't tie the cinch right and you put your foot in the stirrup, the saddle falls off. I mean, that's what happens when you don't focus on the common denominators. And so that is a very good metaphor for you. So once again, if you can't tie the cinch to the saddle, it's going to make it very challenging to get in that saddle. It's more important to tie the cinch than it is to ride the horse. Because if you can't tie the cinch, you can't ride the horse. My name is Jeffrey Combs. I am the president and founder of Golden Mastermind Seminars Incorporated. If you have been a previous coaching client or an existing client, feel free to reach out to me. I have a coaching offering for the month of January. If you're relatively new to my content and have not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call, feel free to reach out to me. Beth Devine, my SEO expert, has joined us, Devine Solutions Incorporated. Beth, please post your content, how rockstar internet marketers can enhance their ability to create SEO traffic. That is Beth Devine. Go ahead, Beth. Have a great afternoon, everyone. I'll be here later this evening, 9 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Good day and goodbye.